Hello everyone. I'm a bit loud. Turn me down a bit. One at bottom. Time out. That's it. Yeah, that's me gone now. Right. Now, in life, we can run out of things. Have you ever run out of stuff?
Yes.
Generally, it happens at the most inconvenient time. It can be anything. It can be running out of things to watch on TV. That's most annoying. It can be running out of food. That's dangerous. Running out of money. It just depends where you are, because there's banks everywhere, so you can always get a bit more money. Running out of friends. The list could go on. You name it. If you haven't got it, and you had it before, and you want it, it's stuff that you've run out of. Even when you haven't got it, and you want it, and you've never had it, it still may be stuff that you want, because you've seen people with it that's had it, and they might have run out of it. But all the time, when this happens, what do? We mold. And that's something that hasn't really changed in history. And we can see it many times in Scripture, generally when the Israelites are moaning. When God's people are moaning. So all the time they seem to run out of stuff, and the first thing they do when they run out of stuff was moan. And the guy they moaned to was normally God. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about God's wonderful provision and how each of us should be able to grasp what a wonderful provider God is. There's loads of scripture I could turn to that speaks of God's wonderful provision. We can look at Abraham's life. There's so many incidents with Abraham's life where God provided. We can look at the time of the Exodus. And we can see how God's people, God's children, God's sons and daughters, when they didn't have it, they moaned. They moaned when they even had it. But in the Exodus, we can see when there was in the wilderness, God's children began to moan, because when they were in Egypt, they had food on the table. When they were under so much oppression through the Egyptians, they still thought, well, that's better than being here. We're in the middle of a desert. There's nothing as far as the eye can see. We just seem to be wandering aimlessly. And the food, well, last time I remember eating some meat, it must have been weeks and weeks ago. At least we had meat back in Egypt. But God heard them moaning. And God provided. God provided that wonderful manna. God provided the quails. How amazing that story is. But the Israelites knew how to moan. God's children knew how to moan. But even under such circumstances where they can see this amazing provision, it didn't take them long to start moaning again. When are we going to get to this promised land? The story could go on and on and on, right through Scripture. We can see this constant, this moaning to our Lord, our amazing Father, the Father who just wants to provide. It doesn't stop when we get to the New Testament. One of my favourite stories of God's provision in the New Testament is when Jesus was ministering. When Jesus was talking to the people, and they'd been probably listening to him for hours and hours and hours. And at that time, Jesus obviously will have known the people would be getting a bit hungry. And he might have thought, well, I can get a bit hungry. But Jesus' provision was there, even though they were so far away from probably the marketplaces, from where there was availability of food and drink. Jesus knew God, his Father, would provide in every situation. And so when the disciples came to him and said, well, the people are getting a bit rowdy now, they're wanting something to eat. And I don't know what to do, Jesus. What do, Jesus? Come on, we're moaning. And Jesus answered, you give them something to eat. And they're thinking, well, what we got? We ain't got nothing here for them to eat. And the young lad came to them, oh, I've got this. My mum gave me a pack up before I came. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And the disciples probably looked down and thought, you're having a laugh, aren't you? What am I going to do with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Jesus told all the people to sit down. He probably might have said, my Father, He's going to provide. We can stretch Scripture out a little bit. And so the people probably all sat down thinking, well, what's he going to do like? He ain't got much there. I can't see much there. It's only a little bag. It can't have much in it. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to his Father in heaven, he gave thanks and he broke it. He broke the loaves, he broke the fishes. He then gave it to his disciples. And they probably got these little bits of fish and loaves between them. They might have been in some kind of a basket. Does mention baskets later on. And the disciples might have just been delving in and thinking, well, when are this going to stop? You know, we're getting along with the first group of people, and we'll probably have enough for these. Here, come down. Here. Oh, there's some more left. We'll go over to this group, see how we go on. Distributing that food, those 5 loaves and 2 fishes, to the multitudes that were gathered there must have taken some time. But as they were going around, these baskets didn't seem empty. In fact, at the end of the scripture, we find the disciples picked up 12 baskets full. 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. There was more than enough. It says in Scripture that the number of men who had eaten was 5,000. So that doesn't count the women and children. God's provision was more than enough. God's provision is amazing, but how often do we moan? How often do we say, we've run out of that, we're going to have to get some more? How often do we moan when things seem to stop? When that supply seems to be at a distance to us? So often we can easily forget that God, our Father, only wants good things for his children. Only wants to provide good things for each one of us. Unfortunately, this can be a weakness for every one of us here tonight. It can be a weakness that when things aren't exactly going as we want them to, when things aren't exactly flowing as we want them to, where things might just seem that, hey, that it were different when we were in that position because we were in that position of provision. But now I'm in this position, that provision seems to not be available to me anymore. So I'm going to moan. And it's quite easy for us to be that moaning Christian. That Christian that seems to forget that God's in the business of provision. So is there a solution to what may seem to be a constant weakness in our lives? Is there a solution to what seems to be maybe referred to as our constant nagging? When Jesus came down to this earth, many wonderful things happened. We see how in that scripture I spoke of, there was great provision. Through Jesus lifting that small offering, those few loaves, those couple of fishes, trusting in his Father, our God, our Lord. That provision became more than enough. Right now, this very moment, Jesus, and through Jesus, our provider, our solution can be met. In John 6, verse 48-51, that scripture shows the greatest provision of all. And in my eyes, it is a solution to our mourning. It is the solution to the problem that the children of God had. And as we now are the children of God, it is our solution also. It says there in that scripture that I am the bread of life. It then speaks of the scripture I mentioned. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So right here, right now, that solution is staring each one of us in the face. Now, it would be great for me to say that you're never going to moan again. But I can't say that tonight. But what I can offer you, what I can show you, is that God is the provision that can meet all your answers. He's the manna which will never cease. He's the provider within each of our lives. So tonight it's just really a gentle reminder that when you're in that situation where you think, well, maybe I should have stayed where I was. At least I know in those circumstances I was all right. I got everything I needed. But right here now, something's saying I'm without. God's telling you tonight that you're not without. He's there and He's there to provide. No matter what situation that you might think, well, the stuff's all gone. It was better when I had the stuff. God's still got stuff to give. He's got more stuff than you can use. Just like we saw in that scripture where 12 baskets were still full. That tells me that God's stuff never runs out. God's stuff is always there, even though sometimes each one of us might think that we're not in a situation where we like it. God's stuff is still there in those situations. When they were in the Exodus and the manna first fell, they didn't know what it was. Suddenly they got up one morning and all this manna was there. And they said, what are we going to do with that? Sometimes that can be exactly how we are. God's stuff's there, and we just don't know it. We can simply look out and be oblivious to His provision. But God is always there for each one of us. No matter what we may think we've run out of, no matter where we think we are in life, that things might have just got so bad and I'm not in that situation with God anymore, God's still there. God's still there to provide for each of us. So even if our belly is empty, our jars are dry, Jesus can make that difference. And that's what it tells us in this scripture in John, that He can make that difference and that He has made that difference. Not speaking of me, speaking of Jesus, I am the bread of life. That's been held out to each one of you tonight. Doesn't matter where you are on your Christian life, whether you're just at the beginning of the road, in the middle, or further on, Jesus is there holding His hand out to you, saying, I am the bread of life. So don't just turn around and say, well, I can just carry on in this way. You're on whatever path you're on with Jesus. And he's there. I am the bread of life. Amen.